Sipola's body was discovered by two adults recreating in the Pillar Mountain area on Sunday afternoon, according to an emailed statement from the Alaska Department of Public Safety. No obvious signs of foul play were identified at the scene, according to the release. Agents from the Federal Bureau of Investigation had also not uncovered any evidence of foul play during their time on the island last week, according to the Alaska State Troopers. Sipola was autistic, and in the week he went missing, more than 2,000 volunteers canvassed 10,000 acres of steep and rugged terrain across the island looking for the boy. Alaska Wildlife Trooper Josh Boyle was the incident commander for the search. He spoke at a press conference on the case held the day before Sipola's remains were found.
It was both humbling and awe-inspiring to see the magnitude of generosity displayed over this last week, truly defining what it means to be a community and a family coming together in a time of tragedy.
Boyle said local businesses donated flashlights, bear spray, and food and water for searchers. The search effort also included Kodiak Island Search and Rescue, Coast Guard Base Kodiak, U.S. Navy SEALs, and local pilots. Canine teams were also flown in from across the state to assist in the search. Lieutenant Paul Fussy is the Alaska State Troopers statewide coordinator for search and rescue.
As a SAR coordinator for the state and as Alaska State Trooper for over 20 years, I've never seen a more thorough and complete search for a missing person during my career.
The investigation into what happened to Sipola is ongoing, according to the DPS statement. Meanwhile, in an emailed letter to parents, Kodiak Island Borough School District Superintendent Larry Ledoux said counselors would be available for students who need support throughout the week. In Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.